Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Semi-Scribble podcast, a show about reading books by Africans or people of Black descent that inspire us. I'm Akinyi, and I'll be taking you through books that inspire marginalia, books that changed your worldview and life. Stay tuned. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Semi-Scribble podcast. I'm your host, Akinyi, and I'm not even going to say that it's been a while, but it has been a while. But thank you for joining me again for another episode. Today, we're going to talk about N.K. Jemisin's The Broken Earth trilogy. And it is partly the reason why this episode is so late. I have never read a fantasy sci-fi book before. I wasn't the type to read Harry Potter. And I think time has treated me well on that. But okay, shade aside. This was like my very first sci-fi fantasy book to read. And I'm so glad that I read one by a Black woman, N.K. Jemisin. Digesting it in order to come back here and let you know how I felt about the trilogy. And yes, I read all three books. Took me a while. But that doesn't mean that I have anything untoward to say. All I bring you are good tidings. And just like our last episode, I'm going to do this episode in sections or segments, whichever you prefer. We're going to start with a breakdown of the Broken Earth trilogy. Then I'm going to talk about what I am currently reading. And finally, we'll close out with a section on something to note, which today is going to be really juicy. So let's get into it. The Broken Earth trilogy has three books. The first book is The Fifth Season. The second book is The Obelisk Gate. And the final book is The Stone Sky. It's based in this space known as the Stillness, and the Stillness is like one very large continent on Earth. There are no other continents in this world that N.K. Jemisin has prepared for us. And there are various inhabitants of the Stillness, which paves way to explain different themes. There's definitely discrimination, classism, and the main protagonist, who is an origin, one of the first group of people that we get to know about, is Essun. Now, we get to see the fifth season, which is the first book, through the eyes of Essun. We get to understand how the different inhabitants, they interplay with each other. Essun being an origin is somebody who possesses powers to control the earth. What's going on at the Stillness is that it's a very volatile continent, I guess because it hasn't split. And we do know like what happened on real Earth. It had to split because of the volcanic activity and the fault lines and all that. So there are people who can control the angry Earth, as it's known, by controlling fault lines and controlling how the Earth splits and things like that. So these are origins. But because they are so powerful, they don't have control or complete control over these powers. And this leads to discrimination against them from others who don't have their powers. They mostly try to do good by preventing the earth from splitting or mitigating damage where the earth splits. But they cannot guarantee that they won't be damaged to themselves or even others. In the fifth season, which is aptly named, there is a fault that occurs in the Stillness, and this sets off a series of events. It definitely majorly affects Essun. With this fault, or what they call the Red Rift, what happens is that the climate begins to change. We later learn that not only is the Earth angry, but it also affects the planets that are surrounding the Earth where the Stillness is. And people are used to this. They call events that happen such as this the fifth season, and that's where the name of the first book comes from, because there's a lot of climatic calamities that are bound to happen. Even though we have a main protagonist, the trilogy is narrated through various voices, and this gives us a 360 view of the life of Essun, because each voice that comes in to narrate the trilogy to us is somehow associated with or linked to Essun, and even gets to describe a particular part of her life to us. It's interesting then to see how Essun evolves from book one to book three. The characters that intermingle within this series definitely complement the world building that N.K. Jemisin does. I was fully immersed by the end of the first book, and I was still hoping for more, but grateful for the closure of a multitude of threads by the time we get to The Stone Sky, which is the last book in the series. Here I am using words like world building, and for those of you who are sci-fi and fantasy readers, you know exactly what I mean by that. But for those of you who are not familiar with it, world building is sort of the explanation of this new world that the story takes place in. And that's the stillness that N.K. Jemisin describes so well. The architecture, the climate, the communities. I was like, literally, it was a play in my mind. And because, as usual, I listened to this on Audible, the performance really was so excellent. And I usually felt like I was in a movie or in a very long series, even though I was reading this book. That's how detailed, how captivating the world building is. Family, friendship, and love play a major role as themes in this trilogy, and not in the usual tropes that we are used to. Jemisin does a great job in reminding us about how there are no definitions for the manifestation of these themes. So if you are going in with a very closed mindset, you're going to be blown to smithereens. If you go in open, you will be greatly pleased, because she does it so effortlessly that it just gives you joy. Family are not always those who are blood related to us. Friends are not only those who tell us what we want to hear. And love is not just romantic. That's what I picked from the series. And some of the relationships that I was really enthralled by were definitely not just the romantic ones. There is the relationship between Hoa, who's a stone eater, and stone eaters are another group of people that you find within the stillness. He has a very unique relationship with Essun that traverses the three trilogies, and we see him essentially evolve from book one to the third book, and I literally mean evolve, but you need to read it to get what I'm saying. These three themes definitely are part of the core in the storytelling, but they are also really used as shields against other themes such as discrimination, exploitation, classism that definitely comes out within the series. And based on this, we see a lot of inequality and discrimination and their fruits, which can literally move the earth or cause the earth to break apart and the moon to flee. And then these later make the inhabitants of the earth have to deal with the consequences of their actions, because they are left to deal with each other in this very catastrophic climate. And they have to also deal with the fact that they have caused this by how they have treated each other. So it's quite interesting to see how they decide to deal with it. It's really interesting to see the different facets of Essen. Essen really comes to us in three different forms in each trilogy. And you might get lost. But if you keep to it, if you're really interested in it, you'll find your way somewhere along the way, like I did. And it does not take away from you enjoying the book. It's like a whisper in your ear that, hey, is this? And then later you confirm and say it is. I saw a review that said there are clues that are left within the books in the trilogy, and then you put them all together at the end, and it gives you such a satisfying feeling. And this definitely comes out for me, at least, and I think it would come out for you if you read the book. So definitely enjoyed this book as a trilogy. I don't know if I would have enjoyed books 2 and 3 on their own. Definitely reading them back to back, I think, helped me enjoy the trilogy more because I just couldn't wait. And I'm happy that I got to have them all ready for me. I don't know how people who had to wait for each book to come out felt, but for me, because they're all available, it was excellent. And that's how I would recommend that you read these books. Pick a time when you know you have a lot of time and you can dedicate it to reading the trilogy together. And probably this is the best time to make use of an audiobook because the audiobook really brings the story to life. Moving on to my current reads, I am currently reading 3 books. The first one is 7 Days in June by Tia Williams, which honestly, social media influenced me. I saw this all over the socials and I decided to jump into it. The cover also looks wonderful. And the book is excellent so far. I finished it, but I keep rereading it. That's how great it is. It's definitely based in modern times, so it was a great palette cleanser for me, jumping from the trilogy. And it's about the single mother who's an author and her daughter and her agent. And we then go through like a journey with her. We discover where she came from, why she is the way she is, why she handles the daughter the way she does. And it takes place in 7 days, which is basically a week, where somebody from her past comes in that makes her sort of flashback and also urges her to take a new path while she's in the future. So it's a really great read, great palette cleanser, nice, easy read to go through. The other book I'm reading is The Other Black Girl by Zakiya Dalila Harris. I hope I said that right. And this book is hard for me. It's really hard for me to read this book. It's been recommended by the Smart Brown Girls Book Club, and I just cannot. I've really tried. I am listening to it on audiobook, and I can't get past a few chapters. I don't know if it's just me, and I think it is because people have read the book and speak highly of it. But I sort of feel like there's this ominous presence lurking in the book that just really weirds me out. And because we already know, like from the premise of the book, is that there's this black girl working in a publishing company and another black girl joins her. And then the question is this a good or a bad thing? So already my mind is set on this is horrible and I don't want it to be bad. I want the two black girls to get to know each other. And I don't know if they do because I've never finished the book. I just can't take the tension that's sprinkled in there. So if you're looking for something that's sort of like an urban, you know, classic office type of thriller, I use the word thriller loosely, then this is the book for you. The third book that I am reading currently is The Girl with the Louding Voice by Abi Dare. And also struggling with this book. First, I struggled because of the narrator. Yes, audiobook again. The narrator was sort of annoying. There's pigeon in the book, but the narration of the pigeon, I'm just like, it's a little bit overemphasized, I think, at least to my ear, and that could just be me. That was what happened when I went through it first. I gave it some time, went back to it, the narration doesn't get to me so much, but now it's the really sad events that keep happening in the very first half of the book that I just can't get through to the end. But it's based in Nigeria. It's an African book. The writing is good. The story setting is good. The pace, I think, is a bit slow in the beginning. But I think if I get my mind right, I can definitely do it. And I've heard good things about people who've read this book. Any of those three could be our next review. I'll let you know. And to our final segment, something to note. It has been busy in the streets while I have been away on this mini hiatus. I mean, we had Amanda Gate, and if you don't know what I'm talking about, are you really into reading? And are you really into reading books by African authors? Because if you are, then you know about Amanda Gate.
The internet is abuzz and people are typing in a frenzy. Why? Now, a three-part reflective essay reportedly published to preserve Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie's reputation has circulated on social media. The 43-year-old Nigerian writer published the personal essay titled "It Is Obscure, A True Reflection in Three Parts" on her website, describing the attitudes and expectations of young people nowadays with a specific focus on social media. Now, this comes after a clash with fellow author Akwaeke Emezi, who identifies with trans women and expressed her contrary opinion to Adichie's stance on trans women.
At least I'm calling it Amanda Gate, but you know when we found out about Amanda, y'all, that was hectic. People pick sides. I have my side that I have picked, and I am definitely looking sideways to Amanda. We definitely have to empathize that she is going through something because it has been a rough few years for her. But no, that letter, no. Why? Because why? That letter, no. Mm-mm. That letter was dead wrong. And we are here for how the people mentioned in that letter responded. And really, Amanda should be older, wiser, have enough money, not to go that way. But, I mean, here we are. Next is, we now know who the winner of the 2021 Kane Prize is. The Street Sweep won, and that was written by Meron Hadero.
Meron Hadero has become the first Ethiopian author to win the prestigious Echo Kane Prize for African writing. The author will take home $13,000 in prize money. Her winning short story Street Sweep is about an Ethiopian boy called Gidu, who has to navigate the fraught power dynamics of NGOs and foreign aid in Addis Ababa. The young author revealed her love for writing short stories, saying her next challenge is her debut novel.
Please go and read it. I enjoyed reading that book. The story is based in Ethiopia. The writer, I think, has Ethiopian heritage, but I think is based in the US. I think you should go read it. Quick read. It was really nice. Really refreshing to read. And finally, and connected to our episode today, is the fact that the Broken Earth trilogy is going to be adapted into a film very soon. And Ki Jemisin announced this on her social media, and I was ecstatic to see that. So links to all these three. Well, no, I'm not going to link to Amanda Gate. It was done, overdone. I just had to put my thoughts on record. I'll link to the 2021 Kane Prize winning story, The Street Sweep, and to the story about the film deal for the Broken Earth trilogy in the description, as well as on social. So if you have made it to the end of this episode, thank you so much for hanging in there. If you are listening today, thank you so much for being patient and waiting for this episode. I have some help with editing, so I hope that I can push out a few more episodes very soon. Other than that, I've missed y'all. I'm glad to be back, and I'll see you next time. Bye. Well, that's the end of this episode. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed the episode. Thank you to everyone who helped in the creation of this episode and to African authors for continuing to inspire us. Please subscribe to the podcast anywhere you access your favorite podcast and follow us on social media at podcast_semi. That's at podcast_semi on all platforms. Until next time, I'm Akinyi. Bye.